This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on Emil Williams, last name Williams, first name Amiel, date of birth August 28, 1957, date of evaluation February 27, 2026, chief complaint 68-year-old male referred for cardiovascular evaluation. The HBI. The patient is a 68-year-old male who reports multiple hospitalizations with congestive heart failure, period. He reports developing shortness of breath intermittently, period. On several occasions, he has had to call 911, period. He reports dyspnea after walking several blocks, period. He has easy fatigability, period. He further reports having ran out of his medications more than 1 month ago, period. His past medical history includes one, congestive heart failure, next number chronic kidney disease, past surgical history, left ankle fracture. The next number, neck pain. The medications. Patient apparently does not recall the name of his medications, period. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history unknown, social history. He reports the use of cigarettes and smokes one pack every 48 hours. He notes marijuana and alcohol use, period. He reports distant drug use, period. The review systems. Constitutional, he has had fatigue and weight gain. Skin, he reports rash. Eyes, he wears glasses. Ears, he has tinnitus and pain. Oral cavity, he wears dentures and reports sore tongue. Throat, he has dysphagia. Neck, he has stiffness. Cardiac, as per HBI, gastrointestinal, he has abdominal pain, genitourinary, he has frequency and urgency of urination. He further reports flank pain. Neurologic, he has headache and dizziness. Psychiatric, he has nervousness, insomnia, and depression. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, the vital signs, blood pressure 122/78, pulse 95, respiratory rate 16, height 66.5 inches, weight 134 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Cardiovascular, there is an irregular rhythm, period. There is an S3 present, period. No murmurs are noted, period. The ECG demonstrates atrial fibrillation at a rate of 97 beats per minute. There is left bundle branch block, period. Repolarization abnormality is noted, period. The records from Bayville are reviewed. He is noted to have acute and chronic combined systolic and diastolic heart failure with ejection fraction of 30-35%, period. He has moderate to severe mitral and tricuspid regurgitation, period. He was further noted to have prior elevated troponin I, period. He was seen by advanced heart failure consult, Dr. Gag, G-A-R-G. The patient was unable to be followed by the advanced heart clinic, period. He apparently had been hospitalized and discharged on Jardiance 10 milligram daily, Entresto, and spironolactone 12.5 milligrams daily, period. The patient is currently relatively stable, period. The assessment, one, he has congestive heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. He has diastolic dysfunction, period. He has atrial fibrillation, period. The plan echocardiogram, next number, CBC, Chem-20, hemoglobin A1C, lipid panel, period. Start Vumex 0.5 milligrams one daily, spironolactone 25 milligrams one daily, and Entresto 24/26, 1 POBID number 60, metoprolol succinate 25 milligrams one daily number 60, Eliquis 2.5 milligrams BID number 60, start Jardiance 10 milligrams one daily next visit after review of lab work. The additional active problems to be identified include, one, acute and chronic combined systolic and diastolic heart failure, atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular response, next number alcohol use, next number tobacco use. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.